One book that I just finished is a book of essays. It's called A Matter of Choice, 25 People Who Transform Their Lives. This is edited by John Chatfield Taylor. One of the people that wrote was a man who spent a career in the military, and then he decided he wanted to totally change his life. He became a sculptor. He put himself through art school. He was, of course, much older than most of the students, but it was something that he excelled in because of his experiences in the military. He used this as a way to express himself. I really admire this man who late in his life made a big change. He discovered how much he loved art and how much that it helped him to even express feelings that he'd had for years and never been able to express. Another one of the people that wrote was a woman who also was in the military. She was in a special parachuting group. She was to make a landing at a celebration. Something went wrong and her chute didn't open. She almost died. She talked about the change that came in her life. She was paralyzed. She found that there were things in her life that she wanted to change that she had never thought about because she had all this time where she was in a hospital bed. She made some changes within herself because of this event that happened in her life. Again, the name of this is A Matter of Choice, 25 People Who Transformed Their Lives. Another book of essays that I read is called Ask Me About My Divorce, Women Open Up About Moving On. This book I also found very interesting. Some people were very casual about their divorce, just didn't really seem to affect them very much, whereas others fell apart. They talk about how they found strength in themselves to make changes. I found that this was a kind of emotional reading because some of these people that wrote were very hurt emotionally. But the thing that I liked about it is that they showed strength and they went on with their lives. And again, the name of this is Ask Me About My Divorce, Women Open Up About Moving On. One book that was kind of a thriller mystery was called Vanished by Joseph Finder. And this is about an ex-special operations agent who has a brother that vanishes. His brother and sister-in-law were walking down a street in Washington, D.C. His sister-in-law winds up in the hospital. She's been mugged. When she comes to in the hospital, it's discovered that her husband has gone missing. So she calls on this ex-special operations brother-in-law to help find her husband. One of the things that I liked about this was the setting in the book. The author does a great job describing Washington, D.C. There was a note at the end of the book about how the author hired someone to go with him to Washington, D.C., and they actually took pictures of the streets and the buildings so that he could use this setting in his book. Again, the name of this is Vanished by Joseph Finder. A very interesting book that I just finished is called No Place Like Home, A Memoir in 39 Apartments. This is by Brooke Berman. Brooke was born and raised in Chicago. When she's 18, her dream is to go to New York City. So she goes to New York City to go to school. She's fairly well-to-do. She drops out of school and decides to go to another school in New Jersey, which is for acting. It's there that she changes her focus and she decides that she wants to be involved in acting. However, she also takes workshops in writing. She has a flair for writing. She learns to write plays and she's actually an award-winning playwright. But in the meantime, when she goes back to New York City, she has trouble finding a way to support herself and also to find a place to live that she can pay for. In New York City, it's very hard to do this. What's interesting is Often the apartments that are available are sublet by a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, and it's really hard to find out who is even on the lease. And again, the name of this is No Place Like Home, a memoir in 39 apartments. Another book of essays that I read is What Did I Do Wrong When Women Don't Tell Each Other the Friendship Is Over? And this is by Liz Pryor. This is kind of a sad book to me because it talks about women who have very, very close relationships with another woman, and then when something goes wrong, instead of talking about it, they just break it off. When the friend who's dropped tries to get in touch or say, what is wrong? They'll say, nothing's wrong. And so this author explores why women do this to each other and why they don't talk about what it is that's wrong. Again, the name of this is What Did I Do Wrong When Women Don't Tell Each Other the Friendship Is Over by Liz Pryor. One mystery that I just read is called King of Lies by John Hart. This is about a man named Jackson Workman Pickens. Everyone calls him Work for short. His mother dies in strange circumstances. The night of her death, his father disappears. This takes place in a small town in North Carolina. It tells about the main person in the book is Work, and he is taking over in his father's law practice. In the search for his father, he becomes a suspect, and so does his sister. His sister is falling apart emotionally. One of the things that's interesting about this mystery is it gives the feel of what it's like in a small town, and if someone is suspected of something, how others treat that person, even though nothing has been proven. They have their ideas about what might have happened and how they treat others when they don't really have any facts to back that up. And again, the name of this is King of Lies by John Hart. One book that has a very catchy title is called You Say Tomato, I Say Shut Up. This is by Annabelle Gurwith and Jeff Kahn. This is a story of a couple who are very involved in television and movie writing. Annabelle is an actress and her husband is the writer. They tell the story of their courtship and their marriage. There are some funny lines in it, but I have to confess that this couple told more personal details of their life than were necessary. I wonder how they would feel if their son read this book when he gets a little bit older. One thing that was touching in the book was their son was born with several health defects. They tell about the struggle it was to parent this child with so many health problems. The fact that they survived this time is to their credit. Again, the name of this is You Say Tomato, I Say Shut Up.